Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're crazy.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Bachelor Recap, whether this is Monday night or Tuesday morning. Thanks for choosing us amongst the 1,003,222 batch recaps you have available at your disposal. We are glad that you finally got around to listening to us. So, great episode of The Bachelor Hometowns. And by great, I mean I have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, you do.
It's wild. What a wild season.
From the second I walked in this morning, Nick's been like, and what about this and this?
Wild. We have an amazing guest to help us break it down. Cassie David will be joining us this episode. Very talented human being. For those of you who don't know who Cassie David is, she is an up-and-coming star, writer, actor, producer. I think she even is directing. We'll get to talk to her a little bit. The daughter of legendary Larry David.
Larry David.
So I'm a big fan of his work. But like some of our guests, I feel like we get them right before they pop. Become superstars. I didn't know Cassie, I didn't know her as, I didn't know who she was from her father. I knew, I was on the old internet and, she has this really smart and funny, web series that she created and wrote, called 86th. And, she did this, I don't know if it was an expose, this kind of article with People Magazine talking about breakups. And she just gave some very relatable information and some kind of self-awareness and self-deprecating, insight to it. And I just thought it was really funny and smart and insightful and relatable.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, who is this person? And I looked her up and then realized at that point, who she was. But, if you aren't familiar, you should check out Cassie. She's doing a lot of great stuff and obviously it's very relatable what we're doing here with the Vile Files, but she's so smart and funny and has a lot of great insights about, you know, being a millennial and dating in the space that we are today. She did this recent article called Going Cold Turkey, where she gave up her phone for a week and used a flip phone.
I want to do that.
And wrote about it. That's another great piece. So she's very talented and we appreciate her taking the time to break down The Bachelor. I know she's a big Bachelor fan. She's been watching it for years. So she has a lot of things to say about this episode. We are excited to have her on.
Yeah. Nick, you just got back from New York.
I did.
You were doing Good Morning America.
Yeah. You know, promoting the old Valentine's Day. Oh, by the way, for all the people who wanted to criticize Peter and I said Valentine's. I know
you did not. Two times you said Valentine's.
I didn't. Because every time I say it, I don't know if it's a Midwest thing. I don't say Valentine's because, listen, I mumble in general, but I know it's Valentine's.
I don't know, Nick. I don't know. I've heard you say it. Valentine and Valentine.
Because that I'm just more enunciating it, but I know that it's you can all suck it out there. I'm just saying. Anyways, I was doing Valentine's special for my friends at GMA. It was a lot of fun. We did kind of a bachelor-y kind of spoof on finding love.
Someone won a date.
I had a wonderful cup of coffee with a lovely lady, who was great. She wasn't even a big Bachelor fan. It was like a big win.
She's like, who are you?
Yeah, no, it was me, her, and a few producers went out and had some breakfast.
Oh, cool.
She was quite nice and quite lovely. So it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I got to be in New York, which I always have a great time.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Just roam the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hung out with some friends.
You got friends out there?
I have friends out there.
Nice.
Hung out. Mm-hmm. It was cold.
Oh, really?
Got to sport some winter wear, which I don't get to do in LA.
And yeah, I know you love that.
I love
good turtleneck, good scarf. Yeah.
So I had a great time. Anyways, should we just get to
yeah, let's do it.
Kazzy Davin and Hometowns episode or season 20. What season is this? Is this season 23?
I have 24? No idea.
We have a lot to say. Undercover Tourist. I gotta say, super fascinated with this friend of show. If you're out there, some things make, and we've talked about this, some things just make too much sense.
Yep.
There's some things, it's like, listen, we think this is great. If you like it, you should try it. And then some things, it's just like, there's just no reason not to use it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to theme parks, whether it's by yourself, with friends, or your entire family, you're going to end up dropping a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you do something that helps you not do that?
By using Undercover Tourist, you can save up to $145 on each theme park ticket. So if you got a family of four or six, you're saving a ton of money. And they work directly with the theme parks. You're like, what's the catch? There is no catch.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's like literally no downside of using it.
Yeah, you have 90-day ticket returns. They have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau.
So you have 3 months to plan a trip. And if you don't go, which that's the least of your worries, that just makes too much sense.
It makes too much
It's literally unbelievable. Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. Start planning your next theme park vacation now by visiting undercovertourist.com/VIALL. That's an additional discount using VIALL on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com/VIALL. Gravity blanket. I love a great weighted blanket. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think, I thought they were, phony baloney when I first heard about them.
You did?
And then I tried them out. I'm like, oh my God, what is this magic?
It does feel like magic.
I was just like, oh, a heavy blanket. Oh,
yeah.
Right? And then, wow.
I know. Like, wow. So now, like when I stay at a hotel and I don't have my gravity blanket, I feel like I'm missing like something. Cause I just like how it feels.
I know. Listen, if you are alone, a gravity blanket will help you feel like you're not.
Even if you're not alone, we all feel a little bit alone, right?
We do. It does. I mean, but it is scientifically proven to help with anxiety.
Yeah.
I know my sister, Olivia, it was even recommended to her by her doctor.
Oh, no
and
way.
It was really helpful to her.
Oh, good.
She deals with a bad anxiety.
Yeah.
It's really helped me. And I love them. I can't say enough about gravity blankets. And what else? I mean, they're amazing.
And I got a special cooling one because, as we know, I sweat during the night. So this sometimes the weighted blankets are too hot. So, and they also come in queen size and king size, so it can fit your whole bed. It's like really high quality at Gravity.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, learn more about Gravity Blankets at gravityblankets.com and use promo code VIALL to get 20% off your purchase today. That's gravityblankets.com. And use promo code VIALL to get 20% off the blanket that everyone's talking about.
Did you notice there's like a lot more kissing this season? Or
no.
As the seasons progress, they kiss more contestants early on.
Kissing only happens when you have nothing to say. And so when they have a season of these people don't have much to say, so they kiss.
I would just think like post, you know, so of all the seasons of The Bachelor, I just feel like, you know, even from your season, the amount of contestants the Bachelor, Bachelorette kisses has widened every season. But you would think it would have gotten less, you know, considering the Me Too movement and everything. Yeah. But so you think it's just they have nothing to say. They feel awkward. They feel bad. They don't want to reject anyone.
From the Bachelor standpoint?
Yeah.
Yes.
You just feel bad. So
what are you supposed to do?
Throw him a bone. Yeah. Give him a little kiss.
When a girl has nothing to say and she goes to kiss you, the Bachelor can't, you know, swerve and do that.
You can't be like, cut, like she was trying to kiss me.
I can't tell you how many people I didn't want to kiss.
And you did kiss.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks, man.
I feel like you could have said no.
You're just...
But that's always been a thing. It's like, that's the same thing with girls. Like, you don't want to say no. So we used to say like, oh, like I have a boyfriend, or like, oh, I'm a lesbian. You would like literally pretend to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, prove it.
Yeah. At the time we all praised her for it because, and
I remember we were like our queen.
Yeah,
like,
wow, look at you stand up.
It was a real feminist movement.
Yeah, huh? She really.
Peter could have done it a little bit.
A little bit. But in the moment, he's just worried about being a dick.
Okay.
But The Bachelor, like, up until recently, like The Bachelor never talked about sex. They've sexualized it a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gone the opposite direction where before it was this implication.
And But was there like behind the scenes sex? Like,
point. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantasy suite. There was probably I've.
But
heard,
you can have sex pre fantasy suite.
I mean, I yeah I.
You did.
Yeah.
How, it was how many people?
It was on the show.
It was on. It was on the show.
That was the first.
Sorry, like, I don't remember.
With Caitlin.
It's okay.
Which one was Caitlin? Can we pull her up?
That was the first time that they talked about it. Before, I've heard stories about like when the show first came out, how it was just a different world and there was a lot of hooking up. They just didn't air.
Oh.
Now, I've heard stuff. I don't know how true that is. Anyways, Cassie David,
oh,
everybody.
Yeah. I'll stop the questions.
No, that's fine. Guys. I like these kind of like smooth segues. How long have you been watching for?
I've been watching since I wasn't there for the original first few. I throw some out. I forget which one did I start at.
Did you watch before
you
me?
You might have been my first one. Who was before you?
The Bachelorette before me was JoJo.
You were the first Bachelor I watched.
Damn.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
OG here. So you've been a fan for some time now.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, four seasons. That makes you a veteran.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a veteran. That's why I'm here.
Veteran enough.
And that's the only reason.
Do you watch every season?
Every season. Bachelor in Paradise.
Which is your favorite of the three?
You know, they're all infuriating for different reasons.
Why? Tell me.
I also think that, you know, it was very obvious when like a producer was making someone stay for longer than you.
Yeah.
The Bachelor or the Bachelorette would want them to be on the show for. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, they need to stay another episode to create drama. They like begged you to keep this crazy girl, right?
It's less about begging. It's more like a.
It's fine. You're like, okay, sure. Like, we'll
I don't
them.
Care.
Yeah, you don't care.
You know, they but, never make you send people home that you want to keep.
Right.
Oh.
But then, you know, now it's like they're keeping people who you would assume the producers would want them to keep, but you know the producers are not making them keep them. And that's where it's gotten a little infuriating. Where
this
like,
season's bizarre.
But also Hannah's season with like Luke P. And
No, she wanted to pick Luke P.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. That's she knows saying. It wasn't like producer driven.
Yeah, I mean, I like it because it just makes it real. Not necessarily that you have to agree with it, but it's just, that's why Hannah's season was so successful is because of Luke P.
Yeah.
It's because you hated him so much. Like, right. You don't have a great hero without a great villain.
That's true. Except I don't know if she was the hero in the Luke P situation. I'll tell you who was the hero.
Who?
Lucas.
Oh. Tell me more.
Oh, you're a Lucas stan.
Yeah, I'm full Lucas stan.
He's
he was the hero.
You are. You
Hannah
just
wasn't the
day.
Hero. Hannah was also the villain.
Oh. Okay, tell us more.
Just in the Luke P situation. Otherwise, you know, she's our queen, like whatever, yeah, that bullshit.
That's right. I'm off the bandwagon.
Yeah. Okay.
Officially.
Wow.
Has she come on the show?
Yes.
She has. She was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten to know her.
She's really like media trained and good. You know, yeah. She's just like working it.
She knows how to be on.
Yeah, a big fan of the career that she's had.
So what are your thoughts so on Peter this season? I guess the same kind of feelings on similar.
Yeah, he's a pushover. I don't like that. And whether or not he's just like trying not to be like a dick.
Sure.
You know, I don't like how my real thoughts on Peter shaped when the whole Alea thing went down. You know, I didn't.
Were you team Alea?
Yeah. Okay. But it seems like, you know.
I was also team Alea.
Yeah, yeah. All of my opinions I've had, you know, I think are so obvious. I'm like, how can anyone, like, this is insane. Like, these 10 girls are, and she was so poised and graceful and, like, articulate about
she
the
really
situation.
Was.
She was like,
yeah.
They just don't like me. And, like, this is their opinion and these aren't facts.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that was the truth.
And having been in that environment, and that's where especially on the show, like before you started watching,
yeah.
When I was The Bachelor, my first time on the season, I was the villain. I've been the villain before. So like,
I'm going to have to go back and watch.
I know what it's like to be the bad guy, right? And I know what it's like to like be in a house full of bros and like, and just not let, and just, I was just like, you guys suck. And then all of a sudden feel the wrath of the house come at you. And so I like to have, like, I sometimes like to defend the villains, not because I don't really know who these people are. But at that point, not only was she articulate, she was articulate in a moment where
it was, she was almost impossible.
She was isolated from every outside thing, and everyone she looked at hated her. That sucks.
But like, it was no so one can be in that but situation. It was so obvious. That was the problem with it. It was so obvious that it was because of jealousy.
Totally.
Like, these girls, when one person like threw someone under the bus, they were like, "Oh, let's just like." It's like they all had a meeting, like, let's just like do it, and then like we'll get her out.
They smell blood.
Yeah.
And all they're just happy that it's not them.
100%.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that didn't happen before. This season, it's been happening a lot where
it's just more.
I know, but you'd have some smart people on the outside, like Luke S, you know?
Wow.
You know,
Luke S is your hero.
I just, that season when she sent home Luke S, was it Garrett? Like, week after week, it was like another nice dude.
Normal
dude that she could have been with. Mm-hmm. And she sent him all home. And the same thing's happening this season, I feel like. He just sent home, like, normal girl after normal girl, because, like, some non-normal girl like told him to. And he's like, okay, like, you know, I guess I have to just do that now.
Well, actually, what it really is, we all have bad pickers, and we've all like dated people that our friends and family have been like, they're not that great. And sometimes we like who we like. And at the end of the day, it just comes down to like Peter's just attracted to
a select few. That's a wise thing to say.
And nothing really has it. The rest just doesn't matter, right? You just kind of have tunnel vision. That's the reality. And so like he's just not as into Alea or some of these other women. And he realized that Kelly's cool, but he's more.
Do you think that he was not into these women? Yeah.
I will say this season is, for me, it's wild because I kind of knew what I was doing the whole way through. So I was just kind of just going. Peter, like this episode, I'm blown away how either he's just like drinking the Kool-Aid or he's really confused how he's going to pick, because I've never seen someone where I watch it where I actually believe he might be just equally into all four.
Well, he's saying he loves them. He's telling them he's falling in love.
Like, because it usually
like,
it's just,
yeah, I feel like that usually happens where it's like around this time where he's like, I'm falling for you.
The falling
my
in love.
Heart. It's like himself and his heart are two different people. It's like my heart's falling for you.
Oh, it's such
I don't know where I am, but it's my such heart
a,
is.
It's such a line. It's the most meaningless thing you can say to someone.
He has some really good lines. I remember you had really good. What was your like famous line? Like, you definitely had a line that you just, like brushed off people with. It was, like, a journey or a...
That's, I don't know.
Well, you know it.
I don't remember.
Oh, when he was breaking up with people?
It was, like, you guys are so good at breaking up with people.
I had to break...
You have it down.
Well, I broke up with 9 people, like, without giving them a rose.
Oh.
It was more like, you gotta go. On a date, like, which is hard to do.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, it's just easier to be like, sorry, no rose, bye.
Yeah, bye.
No.
Yeah.
I was the opposite of Peter. No, it sucks. It really sucks. It's the worst. But I did feel like it was not the right thing. It's the right thing to do, because when I went through it, it sucks to just stand there, feel like you're making some sort of connection, and just not get a rose.
No,
imagine like breaking up of someone, and you're just like, do you have a rose? No. All right. Bye. And then you don't talk. That's it. And so like to at least answer some questions and have a conversation is at least something. But it's hard to do.
But you never come off not liking the person doing the dumping in your guys', because you guys are so honest. I mean, you're not. You can't be honest, but like you seem honest. Does that make sense? So you're just like, what are you going to do? He doesn't like her. Like whatever.
The honest thing is they're just really not into them.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know. Who goes out on a Friday night, walks into a bar with 30 people of the opposite sex and like are into half of them? Like you're into maybe 2, if that. Most of the time you go out, you leave, you go to a party and you're just like, I don't really like anyone.
Do you think The Bachelor would benefit from just having a few less people from the beginning?
No, I
think you need to have all those people.
For the show purposes, I've said this before, I strongly believe that, and I said this to the producers, I think they're making a huge mistake with casting, that the leads... Right now, the Bachelor, Bachelorette have absolutely no say in the cast. They're not involved in the process at all, short of just being like, hey, so like, tell me a little bit about, do you like people with brown hair or, you know,
you don't
blue
think
eyes?
They shouldn't get their friends in, you know, that would make it interesting. I think
at to some level, the lead should have some involvement in the casting process. It shouldn't be a complete like, we'll figure it out for you.
Because it's a free for all. It's a total chaos.
Free for all.
It's total chaos.
Because why I think it benefits the show is the more sincere they are in their interest for these people, the better the drama, the harder the time they have.
Well, that's why it's interesting. I've been watching a lot of Love Island as well, because that's what one does when they don't have any thing to do. It seems.
Hell yeah, relate to that
for sure. They're so open about their type. So a guy walks in and they're like, what's your type? And they're like, tall, dark, like handsome, tattoos. And everyone's like, oh, okay. So like the two people who like tall, dark, handsome, tattoos are gonna go for that guy. Like, what's your type? Like, blonde. And then it's like, okay, so like that's for you. And like, I'm not gonna fuck with him because like my type's not blonde. It's tall, dark,
superficial
with tattoos. Yeah. It's so superficial, but it almost works like better.
Well, I mean, it works because it's honest, and we go at The Bachelor and pretend that we don't have a type, wrong to have a physical type, and you know, and the Bachelor can't really say that, and he has to pretend.
Types are so interesting, right?
To be into that, but yeah, I do think they should involve the lead a little bit more because they would just get a
for sure.
We don't need to know because they did it originally. This whole idea when the show started, be like, well, they want that like reveal, that surprise, that initial reaction, but like that's not who cares.
Right, of the Bachelor meeting them and being like,
yeah, but like, who are you? Yeah, that's why they do it. It makes no sense. And they're casting a ton of people that the lead's not that into.
Yeah.
And
that, you know? But those are the worst parts of the Bachelor. It's like, he's not going to go for this girl.
Yeah.
Who are your biggest disappointments before we get into this episode of like people you wish or you thought Peter was perfect for or what should be around?
I'm forgetting them now. It's been so long. I thought Alea was like a good match for him, to be honest.
I think she could be a good bachelorette.
Alea?
Yeah, right?
No, maybe not.
No?
But
I could
see. Well, I'll tell you why not, because Twitter, which I go to for popular opinion.
Smart.
And I think like, oh, of course the world's going to agree with me. Yeah. Like I have correct opinions about almost everything. And then I go on and everyone's like, fuck Alea. She's the worst. Like, I'm so glad he saw that. Like, oh, like, yeah, Sydney for like, killing that bitch.
No, Twitter is just
they don't agree with me about anything.
It's because it's you watch it with kind of with more of an articulate or a kind of a critical eye where most people when they watch it kind of turn it off, so to speak.
So the girls in the house represent, you know, the girls everywhere.
Like they just essentially the show likes to tell you what to do via the music, the soundtrack that they play.
Right.
And then when you're like folding laundry watching the show and you hear villainous music, you're just like, oh fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of
But they tried to do that with Kelly.
Kelly, didn't work. Didn't work.
That was great because, you know, you didn't see that, but on my first season, I was on that same date and got literally the same edit in terms of basically the edit was cocky, thinks they're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Over this whole stupid thing. I got that same edit and it went very differently. But what was different is like everyone's kind of been sick of these other women and they're kind of sick of Peter like making these decisions. And so by the time they did it to Kelly, it was like too late. We were just like, she's the only sane person left.
That was another person. She was too mature for Peter.
Yeah.
It seemed. But yeah, everyone, as we were talking before, everyone seems really young. I don't know. There was one other person that was who is the other person that was? No, she was crazy.
Natalie?
Natasha?
Who was Natalie? Who was Natasha?
She got sent home on a one-on-one.
The last episode where she didn't get one and then Peter like took on her date just to break up with her.
She was, I don't think she was actually that into him.
No.
They weren't a good match. I don't know.
I think you're right. Like had Alea not been like assassinated.
Totally. She could have been
I bet Peter would have really liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have been at Hometowns maybe instead of Kelsey.
Yeah. We'll see what happens at Women Tell All. Maybe she'll have a, you know, shining moment.
It's going to be good. So let's get into the episode. Yeah. First one-on-one was Hannah Ann. Thoughts on Hannah Ann so far?
You know, I mean, sweet, sweet girl.
Sweet girl.
You know, who isn't charmed by that note she made? Just kidding. Who wasn't just like, that girl is just Peach.
Don't hold back.
No, I think that I thought was so funny was when she wrote him that note, you know, which was like basically a meme. It was like so stupid and yeah, childlike. And then she goes to her hometown, her home. Did they ever use fake homes?
They try not to. It's
but they
happened.
Do. It's happened.
Yeah.
When does it happen? When?
When the people's homes that are, they might say, "I don't want to film at my house," yeah. Or
they're hoarders.
They're hoarders. I don't know. I don't know all the
situation. It's very intimate being inside someone's nice. Home. I don't like it at all.
Most people really like it, though. I will say, like on my time, it was. Some of the parents are real skeptics, and some of the parents right. are like super excited they're there. They've been watching yeah, for 20
yeah.
seasons. Fans.
Yeah, like Tyler C's dad was like a super fan of Hannah B. Yeah,
my favorite thing is watching the dads like hate their daughters so much.
Oh,
like there's never been a time where they hate their daughters more when they like they're like my daughter's so fucking stupid. She like walks through the door.
Yeah, they're really.
They're like, I'm so embarrassed.
The dads are definitely the
daughter.
best time. Yeah. Hannah for me. One of the all stars of this episode was Hannah Ann's dad,
yeah.
who was just like, I'm really excited to be here. Yeah, this is stupid. Yeah. So yeah, Hannah takes what Peter on the
it's like I'm protecting her
axe throwing date, yeah. which is a metaphor for Peter's.
I thought that was a cool date, not the reason as to why they went on the
date.
That's
fun.
But yeah. that's a fun date.
Yeah.
Oh, the manliness, that backstory of like, you got to be manly, like
that's
my dad.
Be
like my
stupid
dad.
As shit.
It's a little toxic,
but
right?
throwing axes is cool and fun.
That's just fun.
Okay. You guys don't help plan the dates, do you?
When it comes to hometown, I will say that the, like, so the women this season, they will, you know, it would be like, they'll pretty much know their top four, but they'll ask their top six or seven, say, hey, we're getting close to hometowns. If you want to, if you get it, what would you want to do? When I was at my hometown, I said, my friends are really important to me. I want her to meet my friends. And also Milwaukee's known for beer. So I took her to a brewery and she met my friends. Like that's about
what I would do. I'd be like, just come over and we'll smoke weed and watch The Bachelor. That's my date. Like,
great date.
My hometown date.
That's your hometown date.
They try to get their opinion. Mm-hmm. And they actually try to work with the people to kind of show somewhat of an authentic.
Yeah, it's hard to know if they help out or not because you would think like, yes, Maddie would take him to like the basketball ring. But yes, the producers would make
we'll
Maddie's date the basketball.
Maddie
okay,
one.
Great.
But so like my guess is with Hannah Ann, she was like, here's some cool spots I've gone to. And then they'll have like producers go out there and kind of scout out the city and throw out some ideas and...
Cool.
They'll kind of mutually agree.
But what I was saying with the note was that when she went home with the sister and after Peter had made her the same note of the things he loves about her, her and her, the sister sitting on the bed.
Yes.
And
that was a weird moment for me.
Hannah's like, you know, oh, like, you know, the sister's like, has he told you he loves you yet? And she's like, no, but like he made me this note that says like all the things he loves about you. And the sister goes...
Oh,
yeah. And I thought she was 100% joking. I was like, oh, this is like the funniest bitch that's ever been on The Bachelor. And she's like, well, when a guy writes, Hannah,
you know.
When a guy writes
you
the
know.
Things that he loves about you.
It's real love.
Yeah, it's real love. And then she goes, it's real love.
I mean, I had the same reaction. It's that made me go look is like what they actually said later in the episode. Like, was that her older sister, younger? It's her younger sister.
Yeah.
So it's like.
That's sweet. They're all sweet.
It was a sweet, but it was kind of like. To me, that's what made this kind of season even more weird because it just seems like puppy love, all these relationships.
Hannah also, there was that episode where, you know, Peter was like, you know, like Peter was giving, would have given up on Hannah, sent her home had she not been like, okay, I'll cry and like, I'll love you and like be more like obvious about it.
Yeah.
Like she really came around like full 180.
I mean,
now been like pushing that.
Oh.
She knows what he likes and now she's
last
it.
Episode it was like yeah she I actually think like I said Hannah Ann she's not as basic or as simple as she's coming across lately. I think Hannah Ann in the early episodes is more the Hannah Ann that she is in person where she has some snark and
she
some
was
bite
a little calculating,
and some
yeah,
and some
tell.
Wit but yeah right after the cry episode the next date she's on with Kelly she's like She let off the date, immediately starts crying. Yeah. Bam.
She knows exactly.
Next beat, 100%. note with words of affirmation. She's like, I fucking got, bam. Like, send me home, like, motherfucker. Well, you know, like. Natural Habits Essential Oils. Certainly you guys have heard us talking about my essential oil company, Natural Habits, and the benefits of essential oils they can have on your well-being. And there's certainly a lot of information out there about essential oils. And quite honestly, sometimes not so positive. Some companies have multi-level marketing programs. Natural Habits certainly is not that at all. But that's something I'm very proud of. And my sister and I, Maria, do run that. We are USDA organic certified. So only the finest oils, and no contamination in our oils. So they are great. If nothing else, you can use them to help scent your indoor air. Certainly a much healthier option than, say, candles or Febreze plugins or Glade air fresheners. If you struggle with things like headaches, stress, have a hard time falling asleep, they have some medicinal benefits as well to help you do that. They come in a roll-on form or a pure essential oil form that you can put in diffusers. Check us out at nhoils.com, nhoils.com. Check out some of our reviews, and you can get 30% off right now with code NATURAL. nhoils.com, essential oils. Rochelle, are you using...
I use the Release roll-on. Ooh. I keep it in my car because I'm stressed all the time and it helps me feel better. And I like the smell.
It's people are really loving it. We do appreciate all the support we have gotten over the years with Natural Habits. So check us out, nhoils.com, code natural for 30% off.
So we were talking about how surprised Peter was on our episode that his love language was words of affirmation. And here they're kissing at the end and she says, I love you. And he's like, say it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's like,
that episode when they were at dinner and he was like, I'm just not feeling it from you. And then he like gets up and leaves it. And she's like, I'm like, I really like you. Like, what do you, he gets up and leaves and he's like pacing. And it was in that moment where she was like, oh, I know what I have to do.
Here's my guess, a little behind the scenes, because I asked Peter about that because he asked me when he was on about like what I thought about Victoria F leaving, because it looks like in the moment she just got up and left in a panic. Right. And then I am like, well, Peter, I said, well, why you left on Hannah Ann's date? Well, like in the middle of these dates, you like go to the bathroom, you will do your interviews. And sometimes there's like, sometimes you are just sitting there waiting for the other person. My guess is that he maybe excused himself to go to the bathroom and then they left it in there making it. And then he just like, they kept him out there and let her go find him. Yeah. This is my guess. I don't know that for sure. But
I mean, for her to be smart enough to even go find him is like, you would feel a little rejected at the table. Like he left. He doesn't like me. And the whole thing is, no, he doesn't like you because you're not like obsessed right now.
I think Hannah Ann knows what she's doing.
What about this shot of her in the rain?
I will say to my producer friends in the show, beautiful. I know like they're talented people who sometimes wish they could make different types of art. And I appreciate like they have these shots where they get really, when they're shooting.
Like, did you see my shot tonight, Nick?
No, they do. They really get excited about like their B-roll. So I thought that was a nice moment. I got to say, I've been back and forth between. Do you have a guess of who he picks?
I have an idea of what's going to happen, I think.
What is that?
Well, at first it was like the obvious, like Hannah comes back, like Hannah Brown.
I wish.
And then I saw this rumor that he's in love with a producer.
Right.
I don't believe that either. Here's what I think is going to happen. Okay.
Okay. We're ready.
Maybe it's obvious. Maybe it's not. Madison finds out he's slept with Victoria or whoever.
Sure.
Leaves.
Yeah.
He's left with like Hannah Ann and Victoria. And he's like, I love Madison. And Cole. His mom's like, don't let her go. Like whatever.
No, let her. So Peter's mom's now the godfather.
Yeah. That's my imitation. And then Peter's like, okay, and flies back to get Madison.
And then what happens?
She says yes, they get married.
That's how they're setting it up, but it sounds too Colton-esque where I don't feel like why would they do that?
So you think it's something entirely
Peter
different.
Keeps being like you'll never figure it out. So
I hate my ending. I don't want that to be that ending.
What do you want?
That ending. Something. Like
I don't know.
That's boring.
I mean, I don't know how it goes down, but I've gone back and forth between, I think, assuming he's with someone from the show, it's Madison. It's clearly either Madison or Hannah Ann.
Yeah, it's clearly Madison.
But I've been saying Hannah Ann. I will say after this date, if Peter doesn't pick Anna Ann, he's a dick.
Why?
His dad was full on like, and that's where I really liked Hannah Ann's dad, where it's like, dude, listen, don't. Because listen, saying I'm falling in love with you is a bullshit thing to say to anyone, especially not, in that environment.
Because you could just end up not, and you would still have been being honest.
I said it to the girls in my season saying, like, being like, well, whatever, it doesn't mean anything.
It's also like, I can see, the one level before that is I can see myself really falling for you.
I can feel myself seeing myself falling for you.
It's so
someday.
Good. It's genius.
But in that moment, Peter, Hannah Ann's dad was like calling him out for what falling in love actually meant. And he was just like, listen, don't do it. Like,
he said, don't say it unless you're serious and it's real.
His dad was clearly saying, don't say it to my daughter unless you know you're going to pick her. That's what he was saying. It was
but
confusion.
Peter didn't know that's what she
and
was
Peter
saying.
And Peter is just like,
he was like, you know, I heard these words and I'm internalizing them and it's don't say them unless they're real. And that's a lot to think about. Cut to 5 seconds later.
I love you. Oh, he goes, I'm falling in love with you. And then Hannah, I love you.
I love you.
Just, I felt bad in that moment because it was like, she just wanted to hear it. And then she's just like, I'm falling in love with you. I love you. And then it's just, if that felt wrong.
But then
for
if
me,
she'll have the conversation dirty. With the sister again, the sister's going to say, you know, a guy doesn't say they're falling in love with you.
He doesn't really love you.
Well, this will be a learning moment for Hannah Ann if she doesn't end up with Peter.
She'll be fine.
She will.
She'll be totally fine. I mean, obviously I've been defending Peter, but like, it made me like hope he picks Hannah Ann just because it was like, her dad was really
clear. He doesn't know that he even did anything wrong in that moment. Because in his he is falling in love with her, which doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's
but
clear that Peter's full on drinking the Bachelor Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, he believes in the process. Like I don't think any
He's
other
like,
Bachelor
you're my
before
fire him. And you're my rock. And
he like literally resets. Because at this point, I mean, I will say when I got to hometowns, it's different for every person. I knew who I was pretty
What's
much.
What's the traveling just a hell?
It sucks. And hometown is the worst week because you do like, you know that you're going into these families' houses. You know that you're like, you know what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And I will say I've noticed they're not asking for blessings anymore, which I actually really like.
Oh, you're right. Really, I didn't notice that.
Really like that.
They made you do it?
It was like a tradition.
I got in a lot of fights where I was just like, hey, listen.
The blessing conversation.
I was just more like, listen, if it comes down to that, and I just want to know that you're comfortable. I was, because I didn't like feel comfortable asking all these parents. I pretty much knew what I was going to do. And you just really want to be respectful of these families because you know that like you're coming in their house. And so like, to put it this way, I'm not writing notes to people I'm not picking. I'm not trying to lead them down a path because I was just like, you're getting close to the end and all you want to do is not like fuck anyone up over this.
So Peter at the end, Peter's just seeing who's going to like him the most by the end.
It's wild.
So it's not like who he's going to like the most at the end.
No, he's
it's a
still,
race.
You know, he's still figuring it out, which is again, by definition, makes him a great bachelor.
Exactly.
But it's wild that way where I think he is still figuring it out and it's like the women on the season are suffering for it.
For sure.
It's kind of wild.
And that's why it is an actual competition.
Yeah. Fast forward to Kelsey. I'm a huge Kelsey fan. I like.
Yeah.
She, you know, has surprised me. Let's say that.
I think she surprised everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, she's come a long way from Champagne Gate.
She's come a long. Yeah. She's taken seriously.
When she first came on, I kept referring to her as Sharon Stone from Casino.
I never saw it.
Oh, you should. It's great.
Okay.
Anyways, it's basically her character just like for at any moment completely loses her shit, makes no sense whatsoever.
What she did in Peru, or is that where they were? When she went to his house to explain that situation, like anyone else, like I think would have been like, this is messy. Like I'm going to have to send
them home,
everyone home.
Yeah.
She knew what he needed to. Like everyone's caught on to him.
Yeah.
She knew how to stay in.
Yeah, you're right.
But I will say between the four women left, I think Kelsey's my rider. Like I think Kelsey's loyal. I think.
Would you ever, like, so let's say.
Not in a dating situation. I just think I could be friends with her. And I think of all those three, four women, I think but as you, a friend, I could trust her with something. I think she would go to bat as a friend. I think she'd be a good friend.
Yeah. She's defended some people who have needed defending.
I think deep down she has a good heart.
Yeah.
I just get a sense that she is like, she's a decent human.
I liked her date too. I thought the wine was a good date.
Yeah, it was a fun night. It was
horrified
chill.
That they don't wash their feet before they make wine.
They maybe have.
No, I watched them take their socks off and then get into the tub.
I doubt very much those grapes went anywhere other than
just
the trash.
The trash.
Yeah. You know, I'm a believer in the show, I guess.
Did I completely ruin the behind the scenes for you?
Yeah, Kelsey's been good. She's rocked on, you know what I mean?
Kelsey's mom tells Peter not to break her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom was a little intense.
And he does. It's always a bad sign. It's not the kiss of death, but it's always a bad sign when you get an unsolicited, especially from Peter, I love you.
Yeah.
Because, like, you kind of know you're going home. Well, you don't know you're going home.
When you get an I love you.
And she was like, but he still was like, how do you feel about me? He was like, tell me.
You've seen the show. Every time someone says they I love
that.
You early on, then they go home.
Yeah.
You know, there's a
way. Unless you're with Peter, and then
unless
you'll
you're
stay
with Peter.
For a little bit longer. So,
Kelsey, she has a nice date. She's very sweet. We all know she goes home.
Is this a fake house, Kelsey's?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Dude, property that value in Iowa, I don't think is...
No, but it just felt like very like...
Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, like staged furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the art department always comes in, right? And so like depending on your artwork you have in your house, they might like... They'll always
step
like...
It up a bit.
Not even step it up, but like make it able so they don't have to blur things out. So they might move some stuff around. So always... whether it's their houses or not, they might... play with some stuff to make it like viewable for ABC.
Do you think you know who the next Bachelorette's going to be?
No. I think it's going to be Hannah Brown.
I think it's going to be Maddie.
Another fucking season. Wait, but Maddie might win.
I don't think she's going to win. I think they want her for Bachelorette because they love basketball theme and the virgin theme.
That's just Peter again, but like in Maddie form.
I don't think it's...
Hannah Brown... you know what? Usually you'd be like, that's not fair. She already did it. I would be down for that.
It's gonna be sloppy if it is.
For sure.
You can't get another look pee.
She's gonna be like, I'm taking no shit this season. Yeah. It's like, but...
when you're on top, there's only one way to go.
That's great.
I think it's gonna be...
That would be great.
I don't think they have a lot of strong choices from this season. Because even like your Hannah Ann or Madison, they are just... They're too young. I know Hannah Brown was the same age, but like...
No, she was... But she had a person. She had a personality.
So, I mean, like... So, well, let's just get into the Maddie date. This is a weird date for me for like so many...
Yeah, what's up?
...reasons. First of all, like she seems very sweet and very nice, obviously, very sweet girl. She's clearly lived in a bubble, that bubble being like the campus of Auburn.
Yeah.
This is like, it was not personal for me at all, but it was a weird watching it. I don't know, you probably don't know who Bruce Pearl is, the coach. The coach of Auburn who Madison's dad's worked for him. Yeah. Gotta say, weird person to be a source of credibility for your father when it comes to love and marriage. Bruce Pearl, for those of you who don't know, is kind of a slimy coach. I went to UWM and ran track. My sister played basketball there. He was the head basketball coach at UWM when I was there, and I had friends play for him. So like, this is a guy who's like well known for like, he was like sleeping with the statistician while he was married, and I've seen him at college parties grounding in college students. It was the worst. It was like a really, he's like known, and like even just NCAA violations for potentially cheating and recruit. It's just like,
terribly
it's just a
awkward.
Weird person to come out and like talk about
Absolutely.
Like why your his dad is a stand. And listen, I'm sure Madison's dad is great. I think it sounds like he's only worked for Bruce Pearl recently. Just a weird person to come out and be a character witness for your dad. It's just a really weird person for me. There's a lot of scandal behind Bruce Pearl. He's very charming, very charismatic, and a great basketball coach, but weird.
Peter was
it was weird to watch.
She must be really special.
Like where I went to college, it's like it's not a huge athletic department. So like I said, I've seen him at college parties doing weird shit.
Bruce Pearl.
Yes. You've seen him do stuff?
I've been at parties where he was at.
What?
Yeah.
He like went to college parties.
Ew.
You know, this was This is before Me Too. This was 10 years ago. Like, this is...
Damn. This is when it was totally normal when adults came.
It wasn't normal or okay then, because we all were like, what the fuck is Bruce Pearl doing?
Yeah, you always know. You're always like, why?
It was like pretty well known that he was like...
A creep.
Sleeping with like a grad assistant statistician while he was married. God. And then now he's divorced from that woman. Like, it's just like... Yeah, not a good character witness.
Got super distracted by the date.
It was hot. She was so good at basketball.
I'll tell you what, I loved, like, she seemed really cool.
I know,
like,
she got a ton of baskets. I was
very good at basketball.
So many baskets.
She seems very sweet. And then we go to the date of her parents.
Oh, no.
Rochelle has some PTSD from this.
Well, my whole worth used to be wrapped up in my virginity, and I was like experiencing that again, where it's like, why are your parents involved in that, in your virginity?
Oh, that is.
It's very strict. It's hard as a woman, like, because you have this fear of, like, if you ever lose it, then you're no longer, like, worthwhile as a person.
Did you notice how every conversation that Madison had with her mom and dad, her parents were they were like, does Peter know about your
Your decision that you made all on your own, and we have had no impact on?
Does he know about your decision? Yeah,
that you're going to keep your decision no matter what.
No matter what.
It was pretty sick.
And did you notice he said, I'm not sure if I think he's her husband. Like, he was going to make the decision. You know what I mean? Dad?
Oh, I mean,
I'm very protective. That's my daughter, blah, blah, blah.
Very traditional. Like, yeah.
I want one dad to be like, yeah, get some dick, girl. Like,
that's Peter's dad.
Well, it is bizarre. I mean, clearly we're going to have this storyline for the rest of the season about like the sex in Madison. Like, they've played this out. This is what it's going to be.
I have a question about this. Do you think there's like a world where there's some similarities between this point of the season with Madison, you know, committing to her faith, and Luke P not wanting Hannah Brown to sleep with any of the other guys? And that was like a whole, that was like, she's a woman, she can do whatever she wants with her body.
It will be interesting how like America or Twitter reacts, because it was easy to come down on Luke P. I mean, I said this before, like, Luke P gave us a lot of reasons to hate him.
Of course. But just this one. Yeah.
This is the difference. I think Luke P was saying, you're a bad person if you have sex with other people. And Madison is saying, this is my boundary.
But in the preview, she's you can't have sex with any of these other girls.
We don't know what she says. But like, up until this point, Madison's been nothing but sweet and nice and drama free. And Luke P sucked.
No, there's no comparisons between the two people.
It'll be interesting how it goes down, because I'm curious what she says. Does she say in a way that is kind of gaslighting
it seemed like
Peter?
It seemed like the girls, I mean, what can you tell from a preview? It's like,
well, I will say, I mean, well,
it seems like the girls are like,
it seems like in the previews that they have these women live together, which is really fucked up, and they've never done before.
I thought they always live together.
No.
So where do they live?
So after,
where do you guys
after
sleep?
Right before hometowns, like up into the, you know, the whole season starts, everyone lives together. That's where they get a lot of their drama. You're sick of living with people. You're in a cage, literally, right? When you go to hometowns, the idea of the show at this point is, all right, we fucked with you enough, but we do need you to fall in love.
Yeah.
And so we're going to separate the four remaining people so that now the rest of the season
really
is about love.
You can focus on your relationship.
You can focus on your relationship. You don't have to deal with the other people in the house. And while it still seems ridiculous in that world, It does help because now you're alone with a producer who's just, it's all you are is talking about your relationship. And so you start obsessing about it even more without the distractions of the people in the house. So now they've done this with hometowns for a week. And now what they're doing this season, it seems, based off the preview, is reasserting these last three women back into a house where they are living with each other, clearly based off the fact that their only logical explanation for Victoria F. still being there is that Peter wants to have sex with her.
Yeah, I've discussed this with
my
friends.
There's just no justifiable.
Yeah, he wants to bang her in the fantasy suite.
She didn't even have a hometown.
Does everyone pick one to just like keep for fantasy suites?
I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I only slept with Vanessa because I knew I was going to Like, yeah, I was just yeah, like, yeah. I don't want to, I'm not, I actually want to try to give this just to work. Right, and I don't want to be like, hey, guess what? I had sex with someone else.
But what if there had been someone that you just were like, oh, it would have been, you're
so, I don't know why. I mean, listen, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not taking some righteous point of view. I just, I knew that I really wanted to try to make it work. And so I didn't. But yes, I mean, I can assume that might be a challenge.
So he wants to maybe bang
She
Victor.
Didn't even have a, I mean, we'll
I mean, I have.
You have lots of things to say.
Let's do it.
I mean, that was a full like gaslight. Like she's like
from her.
That's what I said too.
Like that was like a preview of like an emotionally abusive relationship.
That's what I said.
Her.
When you
she like mocked him. She was sarcastic. She was like, it was a gaslight.
She has no ability whatsoever to respond.
No, I don't. I don't.
I'm already.
No, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. There's nothing to say. Like, I'm actually disgusted right now. I'm so like, you're gonna just sit there. You're gonna sit there and you're gonna say that to me. No, I can't.
That wasn't accurate.
I'm obsessed. It was. I was
Have
like,
you been
whoa,
practicing what? That impression?
No, I actually haven't. Thank you.
She probably knows a few of those types of girls.
But he
I've
was
said
like,
this before.
That
I've
was when you know because he's like that. Wait, what? He was like, what?
It was wild. Like, listen.
And she's like, oh, what? Oh yeah, what? I mean, that was sick.
I mean, yeah, it's not. It's it was
oh,
not
favorite moment of this.
It was not it was not a great reaction. I always try to play devil's advocate on this season just because like it's a wild world to be in. Like clearly,
I would love to see you try.
No, I'm not gonna try. I'm not gonna. No, there's no defending how Victoria reacted in that moment. She's clearly not good at handling herself under pressure.
That is you being devil's advocate, by the way. That was her not handling herself being good. That was her not being good under pressure.
Well, she clearly doesn't know how to react.
Well, that's an excuse for that. This girl is like.
No, come on, go.
She's actually what I imagine every girl I hate but I don't know is like, and like proved that they exist.
Listen, I've said this, like good or bad, those are my ex girlfriends and so it's like I'm almost defending myself in those situations, and when I watch it, it like I like
it was triggering, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, oh god, I
felt triggered
there.
By it too.
It was like
he was like, I have a question, like what did this girl mean by that? And she's like, you're just gonna, you know what, what's there to say, like what's the point?
I just want you to keep doing
what's the point, what's there to say? I can't. I don't know.
She so yes, Peter's ex, that's
like, let's just not then.
Peter's ex-girlfriend comes.
Yeah.
Doesn't like her.
Also, I hated Victoria from the beginning and I'll tell you why. Yeah. Besides her overall everything. She goes, the first thing she goes to Peter, she goes, I just want you to know I have a really dry sense of humor. And Peter's like, what'd she say?
And that's the only thing dry about me.
And she goes, oh yeah, that's the only thing dry about me.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that part didn't even bother me. It seemed
stuck. I totally
on the first
missed
part.
That.
Well, I know she didn't write that joke because then the whole rest of the night she was like, oh my God, can you believe I said that?
I cannot believe this girl. First of all, he's like, haha, what does that mean, dry sense of humor? And she's like, I don't know either. Like, oops. I can't believe I said that. And then she's like, the whole time this season, she's like, I'm not cut out for this, Peter. I'm so insecure. Like, I hate modeling. I hate being photos. And then she's like, gets the Cosmo cover, like wins the fashion show. Like,
but she doesn't pick that.
Whatever, Nick.
I'm
she
not
wins.
I'm just, I know, but she, I you don't think she's insecure?
I think the whole thing has been a facade.
She's that like, might be true. I'm just
she's
saying.
Like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. And then she's like,
every girl I've ever dated who was like that was wildly insecure.
Okay, that's a deeper conversation. Okay, where it's like, do the people who have the most confidence really, are they the most insecure? I don't know. Like, maybe not, honestly, but maybe.
Okay.
That's not how my, you know, insecurity displays.
Sure.
Itself.
Well, people do that all differently, but
yeah, sure. You know, we're all different.
No, you're right.
All
snowflakes. I said that in the early, when she won the fashion show, I was like, I don't believe for a second that you are not used to this environment.
My point was that this whole time she's been like, I'm insecure and like, I'm scared and like, hide me, like hide between under my hair. And then for her hometown date, after she's at that huge concert in that other date where she like totally thrives and is like in front of 100,000 like people with phones.
I agree.
And then she makes this other date, which is another concert with everyone with their phones. They're just like dancing in front of everyone. And you're like the most shy.
Yes. Around guys, I don't think she's very insecure.
She's around tons of people.
No, I think around women.
You think she's insecure around women?
I think she can. I mean, I don't know.
Who did, when she went into the hotel room also with Alea, that was just like beyond.
I'm basing this off of like people, the women I've dated who had similar personalities that acted that way. Around other women, they were very, very, insecure. Especially with women they thought were like relatable. Like competition.
Okay.
I have a question. You know, the ex that showed up, do the Bachelor producers find her, or does she reach out to them, or does she just show up and they don't even know she's there?
To my knowledge, I think these people reach out to the show. I mean, the producers are producing a show.
They reach out?
It's not that hard. They reach out. They have friends of friends.
She's like, you're going to come to my family's house?
That's so good.
And you're going to ask me a question?
I can't.
So good.
But anyway, so it was bizarre, though. Then he leaves. They don't have a hometown.
Yeah, which he should have.
Did that make sense to you guys, too? Like, does that is confusing?
Because they didn't.
Well, he didn't say it. Like, he just got in a car. He was like, okay, well, bye.
I mean, she was acting truly crazy.
Insane.
No, yeah. I know, but I didn't get what was even going on.
Wasn't willing to even talk about it or acknowledge what he said or anything. So there was no way to move forward. If she had said, like, listen, there's some rumors going on. Here's what really happened. Or she said, I did it. I'm really sorry.
Anything. And it would have been fine.
Anything.
She could have been like, I don't know what you're talking about. And that'd be it.
Yeah.
Or she could have been Peter, I broke up a relationship once.
Peter was going in just being like, hey, I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then.
So I think if the conversation had gone anywhere, he would have gone in maybe. Oh, but since she just shut him down.
Yeah, she could have. That was the worst possible way anyone could have handled.
I was more confused what I'm saying by the way the show showed it. I mean, it made sense because clearly she knocks on his door, but it didn't even seem like he was sending her home. He just was like, I'm going to get in a car.
Yeah.
And he didn't say it was
which
weird.
In retrospect was actually probably the right thing to do.
Right.
She was not in
let
like
it de-escalate.
I mean, I there's a lot of things I get used to because I've seen so much of this. But so then she comes. He's like, I'm not ready to make a decision. And then he keeps her. It makes no sense why he kept her. She's given him no reason.
Because she's manipulative and he's not.
But even still, you would think he was just like, if Peter is there to find a fiance, how could he get engaged to her with the information that he has?
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
It feels like he has a little bit of empathy for her. Like, he can see she's a little bit, like, not broken's the wrong word, but he, like, almost wants to fix her.
Look, we've all been there. Like I said, we've all dated people where... I mean, again, we're watching this under this microscope and we're watching it and we get to see things in this bubble. And we've all, in defense of Peter, we've all dated people who are our friends and our family and our siblings. We're just like, what are you doing dating this person? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And we've defended them. And like, so yeah. And like lots of times this is, I don't know why we do it. Maybe we just want to have sex with them. Maybe it's a physical attraction.
Maybe it is
a fixer mentality. We've all been there.
Sure.
It's what I'm saying. In this world, it's even more. It's almost counter everything. Peter's at least been consistent with like, I want this. I want that. I want a crier.
Yeah.
Except for this, where it's just like, how can you like? She's basically said, I'm not ready. I don't want to. And like, but I do want to. And then I can't. And then he's like, I'm going to send Kelsey. Kelsey's the only person I actually believe is like really sure she is ready to settle down with Peter.
Yeah.
And that's the one person he sent
for sure. But that describes the season, right?
Yes.
I mean, Victoria F. And then he's like, I really appreciated the way he handled that situation. And I, but when she came back, yeah, I think he was really good in that argument.
He didn't.
He was like, have you ever fought for anything? He was really just like, fight for me. Like, please, like, love me. Like, again. He's like, have you ever fought for anything like that you love? And she goes, yeah, yeah, I have. And he's like, but you have, you don't fight for this.
It's so good.
You're not fighting for me. Like, you're not fighting for me. And she's like, no. And like, and he's like, you disagree. Like, you don't think. She's like, I disagree. I disagree. Yeah, I disagree. Yeah. Oh, I have it. Oh, I have it. That's funny. That's funny. I listened to it on the car on the way here again. I was like, oh my God. And yeah, and he freaking keeps her. I was like, that's a bummer.
That one's hard. That one I couldn't figure out because at that point of the season, you know, I always get questions. Does producer make you keep someone? You know, why did they do that?
Yeah.
By that point of the season, it really is up to the lead. It's like they totally want to have love happen.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine a situation unless Peter's just like, I know what I'm going to do. These are my top two.
I didn't ask. What do you think is going to happen at the end? I didn't ask.
I'm really torn between Madison and Hannah Ann at this point.
But you think you don't think there's going to be drama?
Oh, there's totally going to be drama. The fact that they're making these women live together in this house, I think is, I mean, honestly, I'm shocked to have seen that. And it goes against the grain of the show and everything that producers have done.
Interesting.
I think it's, I can't say that I'm a fan of it. I think it's setting Peter up for failure.
Yeah.
I think it's only going to it's only going to make the season even more sloppy towards the end, where if the hope was, okay, fine, we've had our drama and let's have a little bit more romance. Mm-hmm. I think it's setting, if Peter ends up with any of these women, it's setting up that relationship up for failure. Yeah. It's going to make it really sloppy. It is in no way to Peter's benefit.
It's for the show.
It's for the show's benefit. So if the show ends in a dramatic fashion, like it seems like it does, mm-hmm. I think this fact that they're doing it and having the women live together and talk about like what's happening in the fantasy suite is, I mean, like it's set up for failure. It's completely set up for failure.
Totally.
And should be fun to watch.
Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
Are you like the Madison, like Luke P comparisons? Like,
yeah.
Do you want to see like the opposing point of view from a woman's side?
I would like to see if people react similarly. Yeah.
And
Peter has a body. Peter can do whatever he wants with that body. You know, those would be the same things you would say for this situation.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
I can't imagine anyone does that for him. I feel like people are going to stand Madison. I don't know. I mean,
you think
the religion thing coming in to play is...
It's heavy.
Yeah. I don't know who to side with. Do I side with God? No.
Well, with the righteous.
What's weird though is it's like we all know Peter has sex, the windmill thing. So it's,
I know. Yeah, so he's already done it. So like,
what do you want from the guy?
Yeah.
Like if he in that world.
Also,
like,
none of them want him to have sex with the other. Like Madison, it's not just you, just right. Because you're saving yourself for marriage. Like, you think Hannah Ann wants him to have sex with Victoria? No.
Probably not.
No one wants their boyfriend to have sex with another girl.
Right.
You know, it is bizarre, though, because Hannah...
She's like, no, but me, really, the most.
The episode ends with Hannah, with Madison right after the rose ceremony going to Peter. And that's smart. Yeah. I mean, they must have given her...
good.
Because here's the thing, is right after that rose ceremony, mm-hmm. Well, in a normal situation, now we know that to be different because they live together, is that she wouldn't have a chance to talk to Peter before... her fantasy suite date, which means she doesn't know if she's first, second, or third.
Oh.
Which means that like...
She had to talk to him. If you do this,
I need to let you know where I stand.
She waited for the buzzer, man.
Yeah. So because it might have been too late.
So she's
and
not going to talk to him.
There's almost certainty, not that she would know this, but she's definitely going to be the last fantasy suite date without question.
Oh my God.
You got to give Peter an opportunity 100%. To like... go against what she's told him not to do and tempt him with the Victoria. I mean, we can only assume.
Does anyone ever use reverse psychology for these Bachelor producers? So if Madison was like,
I don't think they're.
Madison Colton was like, did. I want to like F immediately in a windmill. Then she would have gone first. And she would have been like,
Colton tried to game the system by pretending.
Yeah, but that didn't work.
But he tried to tell them.
No, he lied to the producers about who his favorites were.
Yeah. So then, thinking that it would help him.
Did which it help them?
No, it ended up being fine, but it almost completely backfired because they weren't trying to protect the relationship with Kelsey. And they just kind of like let her dad come and they let her like leave on her own. And it almost like literally blew up in their face.
Okay, so you could say that everything that happened in Colton's season was also a product of him like kind of fucking with the system.
Yeah, I think.
The end a little bit, but Colton got really lucky how it all played out.
So lucky. Yeah.
It that almost
he had some good he actually had some good smart girls on his
He had a great cast.
Yeah.
It's just that it's just gotten that much younger. And it's just it's this episode is weird for the from a puppy dog. It's just Kelsey was the only I never thought I would believe that Kelsey was the only one ready for marriage in this.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
I don't know.
Yeah, the, who would have thought?
That was my takeaway from this.
Madison's definitely ready for marriage.
I think she thinks she's ready. I think she's probably like 8 years away.
Yeah, probably 8 years away. 8 more years, no sex.
She's literally gone from like walking from her house to basketball practice to going on the Bachelor.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Like she seems very sweet and her family seems sweet, but it's just like they're... Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Cassie, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun. Sorry, I have really bad ADD. I was really distracted by the screen.
I know you got stuff to plug. What should they watch?
No.
You're doing things.
I don't. I'm not a plugger.
Not a plugger.
Can I? Well, she has a really great article you mentioned about going cold turkey with smartphones, which I thought was really fascinating. And I was reading it while at a time my phone gave me the update that I spent 8 hours a day on my phone.
Yikes. Eight. Nick.
Yeah. The screen time is it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Anyways, you are very insightful. You have a lot of great opinions about dating and relationships that are very relatable. So you should check her out. 86 is her web series that you created. You did the whole thing. You did the whole thing. It's really smart and it's really funny.
I made something.
You're very humble. Anyways, I really appreciate you coming. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much fun.
Can you sign off as Victoria F?
I just don't get this. I just don't. You know what? I can't.